Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Employers, simplify your pension scheme with a Zurich Master Trust. Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie.
Returning to news closer to home this evening, and a group of small family-run nursing homes has warned of a wave of further closures in the sector unless there's urgent government intervention in the months ahead. The Alliance Network of Care Homes says it may also stage protests over what it says is the unfairness of the Fair Deal scheme. Our reporter Barry Lennon is here. Barry, tell us more, please.
Yeah, the Alliance is a breakaway group of small, mainly family-run nursing homes, and it describes itself as a support network rather than a membership body. It has 33 private care homes under its umbrella, encompassing 1,400 residents, 1,500 staff, and over 170 local suppliers. And last year, as we've covered before, at least 18 predominantly family or single-owned nursing homes said they were closing their doors with the loss of 545 beds. They blamed difficulties in recruiting and retaining staff, rising costs, expensive regulatory demands, and ultimately trouble remaining financially viable. Now, the Alliance, it addressed TDs and senators in the Dáil this afternoon to warn of at least six more small homes closing their doors in the months ahead unless they are treated the same as publicly owned nursing homes. One small operator looking to leave the sector, a member of the Alliance, is Maura O'Sullivan of St. Gubnet's Nursing Home in Ballygran in Limerick, with just 20 beds. It's one of the smallest homes in the country. And here's what Maura told me at Leinster House a little earlier.
Our situation is that, you know, we're finding it increasingly more difficult to remain viable. We've decided at the end of the year before last we needed to put the nursing home up for sale. It's for health reasons. To this date, we haven't been able to sell it. We've had people interested that are not from a nursing home background and wanted to open it for different reasons. So I just am keen to sell it as a nursing home and for it to remain as a nursing home and people have their home.
So it was a very difficult decision to take, and we had a very difficult few months and how to pass on this nursing home that's been with you for so long.
It was traumatic because it's been in our family. It was established by my mother and father in 1985. So essentially, you know, I've been all my life in the nursing home. It was a huge decision. It was very traumatic. The day I told the residents that I needed to sell it, the day I told the family, the day I told the staff, but they've all stayed with us and they're very loyal and they're wonderful people. And we've a lot of them, as I say, since 1985. Some of the staff are with us since day one, since the nursing home opened. A lot of the staff are there over 20 years. It's hugely traumatic, but it's something that I need to do for my health now at this stage. I am a cancer survivor, so the stress isn't good for me, and it has been particularly difficult for the past number of years. So it's time that I need to look after myself, and I feel the stress. I can feel it, and it's not getting any easier.
We've seen a move towards larger nursing homes. They may have greater economies of scale. So family-run nursing homes, why are they important to have?
They're important to have because they say it exactly as it is. They're family-run nursing homes. Our nursing home is our family. It's an extension of our family. I know every single one of our residents. I know their siblings. I know their families. I know their extended families. I care for them as if they were my own parent. This is the reason I went into nursing. I do their shopping at times. I might bring them home with me for an hour or two at times. If someone's feeling stressed or, you know, and they're feeling upset on any particular day, we go on social outings. We know everything about them, and they're an extension of our family. And I've brought one of our residents home to pet the dog because I knew she was a bit upset and distressed on this particular day, and she loved her dog, so I brought her home and she'd feed the dog or pet the dogs. And I'm not looking for any praise for that. It's something I'd like to think someone would go above and beyond for my mother if my mother was in a nursing home. It's those little touches that make the difference that I like to do in a small nursing home.
Maura O'Sullivan there of St. Gubnet's Nursing Home in Limerick, but still uncertainty over its future, over finding a buyer for it, and so uncertainty for its residents as well. One such resident is Noreen Heffernan. She was diagnosed with aggressive dementia at just 57 years of age, around the same time as the birth of her first grandchild, Tig. And her son, Kieran, told me the difficulty in finding a bed for his mother.
My mum is a woman of a young age, 57 years of age, who was diagnosed with early onset dementia. And unfortunately, we were found ourselves in a situation where we couldn't care for her at home, and we needed to resort to finding her care that was suitable. A very traumatic journey for us and our family. We uncovered hurdles that were extremely hard to get over. We were left in a situation where the public care system was not built or was not structured to deal with somebody in my mother's situation. situation of her age and the disease or the illness she suffers from.
You knocked on a lot of doors to find somewhere for her to go.
We were in the unfortunate situation where the availability of local dementia facilities or facilities that had beds dedicated for patients that suffered from that disease is low in the first place. And because of her age, we were in a situation where there was no availability. We did inquire and contact many different nursing homes, both private and public, in the locality. St. Gubnet's Nursing Home being the only one that felt that they could take on the responsibility of providing care for my mother. We did contact larger nursing homes, but unfortunately we were advised that nor they didn't have the room available, but nor did they have the training in their staff there to cope with the complexities of my mother's care. There's a sense of loss, a sense of grief because of the future that you thought you had was gone. It's a different life for us, it's a different future, and I think for us it's the availability of being able to turn around to someone that can provide her with the care she needs from a medical perspective, but also to be able to create a community and care for mum like as if they were her sister or her aunt or her daughter. I truly don't believe that I'd be in a situation to say the same thing if she was in a facility of a large capacity beds.
What's the message to those in the department? We've heard the warnings that several small nursing homes are facing closure.
You'll never understand the importance of having facilities and care institutions like you have in the small and medium capacity nursing homes until you need it. It's when you'll need it is when you'll start to care.
Kieran Heffernan there. Now, Barry, what exactly is this group, the Alliance Network of Care Homes, looking for? And tell us, how does it differ from Nursing Homes Ireland, the larger group that we've often heard from on the programme?
Yeah, so the Alliance wants an overhaul of the state's Fair Deal scheme, switching from a maximum price model to a cost of care model for individual residents. And it argues publicly operated nursing homes benefit from greater subsidies of the scheme, while larger private homes, they also have greater economies of scale, leaving family-run homes unable to cope with rising costs. And it has brought these concerns to Minister for Older People, Mary Butler, in recent weeks. Now, Nursing Homes Ireland represents 400 homes across Ireland, and while not commenting on this new group specifically this evening, it says it too believes the Fair Deal scheme is not fit for purpose. But Shane Scanlon, he's the Alliance's spokesperson and director of a small home in Kerry, and he told me more of the need to set up this group.
NHI also represent large nursing home groups and larger nursing homes which have much larger economies of scale than our small nursing homes have. We felt we were a small part of a larger organisation and we just wanted representation for ourselves. We looked at this from the outside in and saw that closures, there was commonalities. There were small nursing home rates which had the lowest amount of funding of all nursing homes was one commonality. We saw that they were either family or single owned. We saw that they had less than 50 beds and they were predominantly based in rural or small urban areas. So we had so many commonalities. We want the best possible care and future for our services for our residents. So it made sense really more than anything to come together to represent our residents, our staff, ourselves in order to ensure the long-term viability of our services.
Politically, what's been happening? You've met the minister. Any progress since then?
We met the minister on the 24th of January this year, and in that meeting she said that the viability of small nursing homes was of the utmost importance. You know, unfortunately, she also said that she'd be announcing huge measures in the coming weeks to support our homes. But unfortunately, none such measures were announced.
The minister might argue she's trying to get it right, and that's perhaps behind the delay.
There will be more and more closures over the coming weeks and months. Like, we have six nursing homes in our Alliance that have said they can't see past September and October, where they'll have to send a notification into HICWA to say on their intention to close, because they simply can't pay the staff. They simply can't afford to keep the residents in those homes. You're talking another 200-300 potential beds from our Alliance alone, not to mind the rest of the country, undoubtedly going to only lead to one thing. We require an extra 14,000 beds in the nursing home industry to meet the requirements of an ageing population in 2031. But unfortunately, with the further closures, the lack of new nursing home beds coming on stream, it's going to lead to a nursing home bed crisis within, I would say, the next 3 to 4 years.
You haven't ruled out the prospect of protests as well.
We're more than capable of ourselves, our staff, to protest for our residents to get an individual cost of care model. Every resident in this country, every elderly person who has to go into nursing home care should be funded treated equally, and we're willing to protest on that. Like, we'd almost see it as our duty to protect our best interests, and if that means protesting, then so be it.
Shane Scanlon there of the Alliance Network of Care Homes at Leinster House today. Barry, where do they go next?
Well, that's the question I put to independent TD for Limerick, Richard O'Donoghue, who facilitated today's gathering at Leinster House.
I will be raising it in Dáil, I will be raising it at Oireachtas Committee, and I will be going directly to the Minister myself, and I'll ask her to sit down. Let's look at this. I'm not looking for anything extra for these nursing homes that she's not already given to the larger institutions. I'm looking for common sense, which is not that common, and I'm looking for the protection of our families across the country, in all the counties and communities, that we keep these small-run family community nursing homes. They say they can be sustainable if at the same cost as they're given the larger nursing. We're looking for nothing different, only an even playing field.
Richard O'Donoghue, Limerick Independent TD there. Barry, the issue about Fair Deal funding, what are the Department of Health saying?
Well, a spokesperson for the Minister for Older People, Mary Butler, saying this evening how the government is fully aware of the important role rural and smaller nursing homes play in their communities, and insists the Minister and the Department are supporting them in these challenging times. It says the Department, a spokesperson said, the Department of Health takes the closures of nursing homes very seriously, and it's currently engaging with the National Treatment Purchase Fund on further measures to support the sector, and that the Minister is open to meeting the Alliance again at a further date, and that she is also considering further measures and supports for this sector overall.
Barry Lenehan, thanks very much for joining me this evening on Drive Time.